It's another presentation of Local Legends here on 104.9 MyFM as we partnered up with Petawawa Toyota to bring you this every week. And our guest right now is Heather Joe from the Ontario SPCA. Heather, no doubt about it, you're a local legend, nominated for this position. How does that make you feel?
I'm a little speechless, Kyle. Which doesn't happen too often.
Well, we've talked numerous times in the past about, you know, animal welfare and things like that and some of the great programs that the Renfrew County branch of the SPCA does. How did you get involved with such an organization? I know you're so passionate about animals. Is that the main reason, or were you kind of like asked? How did it all start?
Well, many, many years ago when I worked at Pembroke Animal Hospital, we worked quite regularly with the team at the SPCA, and it was a great team, great group of individuals, great group of animals to always work with. And I am just drawn to how special it is to bring people and animals together. I've seen the difference it makes in people's lives, you know, to have animals in their lives, and I've seen the difference it makes for the animals to have those special people in their lives too, right? And I found that, you know, I just really like working with people as well. I like getting to know people. I like to kind of get to know their stories. And when I worked at the animal hospital, they're just, you know, the opportunity came up. I actually was volunteering at the SPCA for a bit, and the opportunity came up for a job. So I thought, this might be a little bit of a different avenue. I've already been involved with them, you know, doing some fundraising stuff and some other community stuff with the animal hospital. So it just seemed like a good fit. And I believe it was. It was a great change, and it allowed me to reach even more people and really, you know, just connect people with resources. And you know, I'm really lucky that you know, we've lived here for, you know, 30 years now, so I'm very much part of this community and know lots of people, and I'm very lucky that way. So I can network, and I can help those people that are needing resources find those resources. So
you talked a lot about being in the community, and I mean, if you look at the partnerships that the Ontario SPCA Renfrew County branch has, you know, with media and businesses and fundraisers and such like that. So you saying that you're a people person is kind of like an understatement, because of the amount of beyond you go on to support the programs and stuff like that that the SPCA does. Obviously, animal welfare is number one on the priority, but what are some of the things that kind of go in the background about, you know, aside from adoption and things like that, that maybe a lot of people don't know about the SPCA?
We are certainly an organization that is evolving, and you know, one of our primary goals is to keep people and their pets together, right? So however that may look, whether it's through community support, whether it's helping people access care for their animals, whether it's food, you know, maybe somebody just can't fill their pet's bowl that day. While we're going to try to connect them with another local resource, we work closely with food banks. It's pretty phenomenal when you look at the animals that come into our care. You know, right from the get-go, they've got an individual care plan. They are, every single animal is a priority, as you know, as funny as that sounds, and it's hard to kind of imagine it, it's true. Every single animal that comes through the door, you know, they have a team of caring professionals that are going to do their best to move them through their journey with the goal of them being adopted and finding a loving home. But the SPCA is you know, we're a matchmaker. We're a resource for those animals that wouldn't have had a chance, really, right? We're a voice for them. We're advocating for them. We're just constantly behind the scenes trying to help them live better lives. And there's such huge value in animals being part of our lives, right? So it's important to constantly be looking for networking opportunities, and because there's always an opportunity, right? It doesn't have to be, you know, just the same businesses and the same people involved. There's always opportunities. I mean, we're all animal lovers, right? And there's always a way to get people involved. So I'm just always striving to do that. And it's not so much a job, right? It's kind of who I am. It's hard to stop me. It's hard to stop me from doing these things. So I'm glad that I found such an important reason to do this. I'm very, very, very proud of what I do, and the differences that we see in all these people's lives and animals' lives is fuel. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It keeps me going. It's pretty special.
So what is the future for Heather Job? Is it going to be with the SPCA until you decide to retire, or is there a different plan?
Well, I can't imagine not doing what I'm doing today. And because...
Well, that's good news.
Yeah. Yeah. Because every day is different, and every day, you know, there's new opportunity each day. So... yeah, I'd like to say that, you know, the Ontario SPCA is my home and my family, and I hope to be here for many, many years to come. And we're so lucky, right? Renfrew County is such a great community, such a supportive community. So I'm very thankful for all the support we receive. But, yeah, Kyle, I think I'm here for the long haul.
Well, that's good, because you're not allowed to leave. It is the local legend feature here, brought to you by Petawawa Toyota on 104.9 MyFM. Again, our guest today has been Heather Job, the community outreach coordinator with the Ontario SPCA Renfrew County branch. So, Heather, thank you so much for joining us today, and keep up all the great work.
Thank you so much, Kyle.